You're listening to SBS News.
As hostilities escalate down on Earth between Russia and the West, relations between the two regions up in space remain above political tensions. According to the former head of the National Space Council, Scott Pace, the Ukrainian conflict should not affect the International Space Station.
The space station, as I said, has been largely isolated from other political events, but it's not invincible. It does exist in a larger context of U.S.-Russian relations. Given our mutual dependence, however, and given the good working relationship we have at the technical level, I don't see anything happening to the station in the near term, despite events on Earth.
The ISS, which is built upon a partnership between the US, Russia, Canada, Japan, and the European Space Agency, has remained shielded from political struggles for two decades. Launched in 1998, it has morphed into a complex that stretches almost as long as a football field, with 13 kilometres of electrical wiring, an acre of solar panels, and three high-tech labs. The first crew, American Bill Shepard and Russians Sergei Krikalev and Yuri Gidzenko, blasted off from Kazakhstan on October 31st, 2000. 2 days later, they swung open the space station doors and clasped their hands in unity. Bill Shepard remembers the mission fondly.
I went to Russia. I had certain views on how the partners should interact. And fortunately, Yuri and Sergei helped me maybe change my views quite a bit on what I thought was the right way to do things. And so I was really fortunate to have both those guys on the crew because they taught me a lot.
While the three astronauts were able to work together cohesively, tensions sometimes bubbled up between them and the two mission controls in Houston and outside Moscow. Mr. Shepard, during a NASA panel discussion with his crewmates, said he got so infuriated with the conflicting marching orders that he insisted they come up with a singular plan.
Occasionally, we would get conflicting marching orders, things that Houston had said, and then the control center in Moscow changed later. And it would go back and forth, almost orbit by orbit sometimes. And I got really frustrated one day, and I got on the radio, and both control centers can hear you, and said, look, we're the International Space Station. You guys have to coordinate, get one plan, and give it to us, and that's the one we'll do. We're not doing one plan for Moscow and one plan for Houston.
Professor in space physics at the University of Sydney, Ivor Cairns, has worked on multiple NASA missions. He told SBS News that astronauts up on the ISS are given specific tasks in relation to their country's missions so as to avoid external conflict interfering with their work. Professor Cairns says it is all about various space agencies being organised and communicative.
They work very hard to try and avoid conflicts arising, and that's part of the reason for having their timetable determined well in advance, so that short-term politics and issues on the ground don't affect what people are actually doing up in space, and they can sort of focus on what they're meant to be doing and not worry about what's happening down on Earth.
Russia did use the ISS as a bargaining chip during the 2014 annexation of Crimea, when the US was reliant on the Soyuz rocket and spacecraft to send its astronauts up to the station. Despite the threats, the two countries remained civil in space, and the ISS continued to operate normally. Professor Cairns says there is more to be gained in collaboration than rivalry. He believes that while the ISS is due to be deorbited in 2031, there will likely be future space missions between the global superpowers.
There have been great benefits for all concerned in collaborating. The Russians get access to some American expertise, the Americans and Europeans, et cetera, have obtained access to launch, for instance, up to the ISS, and, advice or help with their own experiments. So I think it's expensive to put a space station into space at the moment. And usually it's too much of a cost for any one nation to do if they have big goals or ideals. So I think that they will want to collaborate.
Some 7 weeks after the Biden administration pledged its commitment to keeping ISS operational throughout 2030, NASA is still in talks with Roscosmos, its Russian counterpart, on a new crew exchange deal. The US Space Agency announced on Wednesday that under such an agreement, the two former space rivals would routinely share flights to the station on each other's spacecraft. Scott Pace believes that the ISS would only be truly endangered if the Ukraine-Russian tensions expanded into wider military confrontation.
It's possible to imagine a break with Russia that would endanger the space station, but that would be at the level of dropping diplomatic relations. That would be something that would be an utterly last resort.
Lawmakers in the United States Congress have specifically exempted space cooperation from previous sanction actions and are expected to make similar arguments against targeting it amid the Ukraine crisis. Professor Cairns told SBS that, historically, the crucial work of space agencies has transcended international rivalries.
Usually the people at, for instance, NASA, ESA, Roscosmos and so on, I mean, they have particular interests in space and doing things there that are more public good. And I think they usually try and have that flow through and remain their long-term goal of collaborating for humankind rather than for just one small section of the globe.
Four NASA astronauts, two Russian cosmonauts, and one European astronaut are currently on the space station. An international collaboration that soars above geopolitical conflict. Brooke Young, SBS News.